This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.
Down the stretch, Doc, defense.
Yeah, I thought defense all night, you know. I thought we, third quarter in the middle of the fourth, our transition D slipped, reverted back to where we've been all year. But overall, I thought, especially at the beginning of the game, I thought we came out with great defensive energy. You know, you could see that we're still not used to doing it. I thought as the game went on, we got tired because defense is exhausting. You know, but I thought overall we did a great job of it. I told the guys we couldn't have missed more wide open shots tonight. But it's good to miss all those shots and still win the game. And that's what we did. We had to get stops down the stretch, I think, with four straight times. That's nice.
And Kevin, just he set the tone, it seemed, for you. He never
Well, that's what he does. You know, and I thought Rondo, too, tonight, I thought at the beginning of the game, he started out the game with great ball pressure, got into bodies, got over picks, and all of a sudden our pick-and-roll defense was good. It also allowed us to rebound, you know, because bigs were back. They didn't have to help as much, and I thought that was big for us.
Take it any way you can get it?
Yeah, always, yeah, all year, you know. So a win's a win, and we'll take it.
You said all along that you were going to be tinkering with that starting five.
Mm-hmm.
Just with Sullinger, talk about what he was able to do.
He was great. He came in and he rebounded the ball. That's what he does. He's another passer on the floor for us, so, and he did that well too. I thought he got tired as the game went on. I think him and, you know, all these young guys, I think that NBA focus for the whole game. They don't realize one, you know, he had two or three of them where he just lost his focus. Bam, the guy scored. This is the NBA. It's not college, you know, and that's the focus that I think is not the play. They all know how to play. They have to learn how to have NBA focus, and I think he still has some ways to go, but it helps when Kevin's next to him.
That's a repetition thing, you believe?
Age, maturity, repetition, coach yelling. Probably all those things.
The basic reason he started?
I just wanted another big. I wanted a great rebounder on the floor, and they're big. They're very big.
Paul tonight, completely
aggressive. Yeah, yeah, but I made a point of it. I reminded our guys that Paul was on our team, and Kevin was on our team. I loved at halftime they had the most shots, you know. And that's how it's got to be every night, you know. And that was one of the other reasons we wanted Jared in the lineup. So, because Brandon's another scorer in a lot of ways, and now you have too many in your starting lineup. And we felt Brandon now can come in and score with the second unit. He got a ton of wide open shots tonight. He just didn't make them. But I think that helped him too, knowing that when you come in with that group, you're going to get shots.
You thought saying it's going to stay away for a while then?
I don't know. We'll see.
A few different times it looked like you guys had
Yeah, we had chances. Yeah.
Their bench really
yeah, their bench helped and they made shots. I thought our transition again broke down a little bit.
Doc, this time last year, you were saying hi. Jeff Green is just walking behind the press crowd here.
Yeah.
What's it like to have him back now?
It's great. I mean, what can you say? You know, really miracle in some ways. I guess not. Everyone says it's not as serious as surgery, but when you're talking about a person's heart and thinking that his career's over and now he's playing back with our team, that's pretty cool.
Challenge your bench. I mean, Crawford and Seraphin were at times scoring.
Yeah.
Did you challenge your bench to try to contain them, or how frustrating was that?
It was frustrating. And Crawford got some in transition. I think once he went coast to coast.
Yeah.
I know Pargo did it twice. Those were all in the second half. So, we challenge all the time.
Coach, talk about your intensity starting the game.
It was great. You know, when you lose two games in a row, and you play as poorly as we played last night, we're either going to come out with great intensity or we're going to still be thinking about last night and get down 20. So that cushion won the game for us.
I feel like this tinkering is going to be a long-term process.
I have no idea. I hope not. You know, we just got to find the right group of guys, you know, not only just the starters. I'm actually not as concerned with the starters. I'm far more concerned with the second unit. We got to find a consistent second, you know, lineup. Now, obviously, Avery's out, and I think people forget that. That's going to make it a lot easier when he's back, but he's not going to be back for 6 weeks or so. So we have to get it done now.
Seraphim closed last year on a pretty nice run.
He's playing great. Yeah, I mean, he left and right. You know, we had the scouting reports over one hook, and he was going both ways with ease. So, obviously, we either got to fire a scout or no. I mean, he's just a kid that's just going to keep improving.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.